Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are joined in studio by our postseason analyst, Brett Boone, is with us. Woods, you
what
missed
the hell
out.
Just happened. Are we in the shower?
On Brett Boone
we're showering
week.
With Brett Boone. It's locker room talk, literally.
Well, Paul's going to figure it out. There we go. Oh,
wrong there we go.
All right, switch it, switch it. But that microphone was the better one last week. Now this one's the better one this week.
This is working.
Yeah, we're rolling.
That's working.
Right, we're rolling
a lot
now.
Better. Okay,
right.
Yeah. The mystery mic. You don't often see someone's low moment professionally play out live as it did last night for Clayton Kershaw, right? I mean, that's for a pitcher, for a future Hall of Famer, it doesn't get any lower than taking a 2-run lead and giving up back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches to blow an appearance in the National League Championship Series for your team. That was rough to watch, even if you're a Dodger hater, if you're a Padres fan. That's still painful to see something like that happen to a guy who, by all accounts, is a good guy in Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really, really good guy, good dad, good husband, the whole thing, and makes a lot of money and has a lot of money and will continue to have a lot of money. He was wearing that last night as hard as I've ever seen anybody wear it. And, you know, we're joined by Brett Boone here in studio. When you watched that game last night, do you feel for that? Do you feel for a guy like that when that happens to him?
I do. You know, on that big of a stage, that big of a moment, I don't know that I've had one like that. Of course I feel for him, you know. I think Clayton is a good guy. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yep.
I look at it differently than you see the fans' reaction is they hate his guts.
Oh, yeah, they wanted him to retire.
That's
crazy.
That's what we signed up for. I've had a lot of people hate my guts.
Dodger fans were driving over his jersey in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's a little extreme, but that's what fans do, and fans have the right to do it.
Sure.
You know, our lives are made by fans, so they can do whatever they want. You know, when you get into this game, and this is what you do for a living, there's so many positive things and perks that come with the job. And that's the downside.
Absolutely.
You got to be a big boy. And that's the way it is. And, of course, as a human being, as a peer of mine, I fell for him last night.
Sure.
On the other side, what I felt for the other team was like, how awesome is that?
Incredible.
How big is that
Incredible.
Right there, you know? I felt Howie Kendrick. And I love Howie Kendrick. He's one of my favorites. This dude can hit.
No doubt.
And to him, you know, he's fumbling the ball around the field, making errors this series, and he comes up with that big of a hit.
Unreal.
So my mind, you know, I see Kershaw, yeah, the human side of me feels for that. Nobody wants to see somebody going through that. The other side, it's like, what a moment for the other team. So we're big boys. You know, you're a Major League Baseball player. Kersh, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll get over this. His career's been unbelievable. What he does, you know, he still has some time left, but... You talk about the worst moment. I thought the first inning in the Braves game was a rough one. If we're talking about worst
moments.
Okay,
so Woodsy's got a good question on this.
So yeah, we're debating that all morning. I mean, so you've been in the show a long time, had a really, really good career. What's worse? The Dodgers ending last night, if you're a Dodgers player, is that worse for you than being a Braves player, looking up the scoreboard after 20 minutes and going, all right, well, it's 10-0.
We're done. And we got to face Flaherty.
Yeah,
who's the hottest guy in the second half,
right.
In the game.
We're done.
But you have time to adjust, like, okay, I guess it's not happening for us. To have it ripped away at the last second, like the Dodgers had. I mean,
as a fan,
but
I'm okay.
You want to be competitive,
though. That's what makes sports great. Moments like that, taking it away at the last minute.
You would rather have been a Dodgers player last night than a Braves player.
I'd rather be a Nationals player, and I'd rather be a Cardinal.
Easy
right
answer
now.
Alert.
I'd rather be a Cardinal.
You would have been hitting two-hole yesterday when everything that Fulton Evich throws is just finding barrels. He found every barrel and holes.
It was one of the most bizarre innings I've ever seen.
It was wild.
Because on top of that, you know, there's a double play that's normally turned easily.
Yep, by Freddie.
the most bizarre thing for me when it's 9-0, that ball goes off McCann's glove and then he falls.
Yeah, he fell down.
And not only did he not get the out at first, but it just trickled by the first baseman.
Yep.
And another run scored.
Yeah, another run scored.
And I'm just kind of, that's kind of when you're thinking, that's Twilight Zone stuff.
Yeah, this isn't our day. It's not our day.
That was rough. Because
and then McCann announces his retirement. That's a tough final game to play.
It is. And Brian's, you know, I had a feeling that something like that was Brian. What a great career
great
he's
career.
Had.
Yep.
And he decided to do it all in 1 hour.
it's really something.
That was fun. There's not too many things that get me excited. We were talking about it before we came on air, but that was cool. Last night was, I actually really enjoyed, because it's tough for me to really get into a baseball game. I love the game. I always will. But last night was fun just watching that and just thinking, wow, this is what I miss. These moments, because I've been in those moments. I've been on both sides of those moments, and I know how gratifying they are, and I know how sometimes you just got to find a way to pick it up and put on your big boy pants and move on in life. But pretty cool. As bad as I felt for Clayton, I felt that good for
Howie.
So Howie and for Rendon and for Soto. I mean, what an unbelievable for that whole Nationals team.
We talked about this with Brett Boone last week while you were gone. He's got family connections in the playoffs, and now one step closer to a potential Boone v. Boone World Series matchup. Aaron, of course, managing the Yankees. They're into the ALCS. Your dad, Bob, is the vice president for the Nationals, so they're celebrating and going to the National League Championship Series. You told us last week who you're cheering for. Who do you think, Woodsy, he's pulling for in the dad versus brother matchup?
It's got to be Aaron, obviously. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, got to be Aaron.
Nope.
Well, no.
You're not pulling against
hey,
him.
Aaron, come on.
You
Aaron,
told me you kind of leaning toward dad on this one.
Oh, man, it's Pops. He's 72. Aaron's 46.
Pops has no rings?
Dad does.
Okay.
1980 World Series.
And Aaron does not?
You know, we joke about it, and who? No, Aaron does.
Aaron does. Okay. No, he doesn't.
No, he does not.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
He had the biggest hit of my lifetime.
Gramps has a ring. Dad has a ring. Brett's got a Connie Mack World Series ring. I also have a second place World Series ring for 99. But no real ring, Aaron, no ring. So, no, we joke about who I'm pulling for. It's like, I'm so happy for both of them.
Yeah.
I know, Dad, you're not going to see Dad. He's not on the field with a uniform. But I know what's going on inside him right now. He's so excited. So that's more of a...
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
there's no question about it.
I know
it.
What I he's mean, feeling right now.
Yeah.
So I'm so pumped for him. I'm pumped for Aaron.
Your brother, second year
as a manager.
Amazingly.
And you're in this position again with the unbelievable year they've gone through. And we could joke about who I'm pulling for. I'm just hoping they both get there, and then I'll have that problem.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn to Mom, and she'll tell me who to cheer for.
It's exactly right. It's a really good problem to have.
That's how Dad's treating her that week.
Fair enough. The job your brother has done, and I don't know how often you guys chatted throughout the season, but I've actually never seen it. I've never seen a team more ravaged by injury than that team, and really some other weird stories, the Domingo Germán story that came out a couple of weeks ago, to lose a guy like that to, unfortunately, domestic violence, just terrible. But they have managed to be very resilient. And certainly it falls on the players, but a lot of it falls on your brother and his leadership. What has he said to you about the year that he's gone through?
No, Aaron and myself, we have an interesting relationship. We're very close.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we talk surface stuff. We talk obvious things. He'll occasionally have a question for me. He wants my opinion on a situation. But he's pretty close to the vest when it comes to everything. And Dad and myself, we kind of give him his space there. And we were talking about it last week. The fact that Aaron's my brother and whatever, you know, I'm able to set that aside.
Sure.
And just really analyze the Yankees this year. And it doesn't matter that Aaron's the manager, he's not. If I'm just looking at it objectively, that's one of the most unbelievable things I've seen in baseball.
Truly.
That story.
Truly.
Because, and we, you know, we don't need to go over them all, but I will. You know, it's starting with Hicks Our center fielder's been gone most of the year. Stanton down 5 months. Judge, 2 months. Gregorius halfway through. They lost their third baseman, Andujar, for the entire season.
They lost their ace.
Voit's been down. Sanchez is in and out of the lineup. Yep. The best pitcher on their team didn't pitch till September.
It's crazy.
You lose German. It's been unbelievable. Betances is out.
Yep.
And with all that, in spite of all that, they won 103 games.
Yeah, in a really tough division.
It's just one of those special years, and I chalk it up to, you know, I've been on a couple unbelievable teams where it's something you kind of look around during the season and say, just appreciate this because it doesn't happen all the time. And I think that's what that team's going through. I think those 25 guys in that clubhouse kind of have that rapport, and they look at each other, and it doesn't matter who's in the lineup because there's been so many different lineups. They have that inner feeling that it doesn't matter who's in that lineup, we're going to win tonight. And it goes from Aaron setting the tone to those – the credit at the end of the day goes to the players.
Sure.
They get it done.
Yeah.
But Aaron set a great tone. He's got a great coaching staff, and I got to give a lot of credit to Cashman and the people – the pieces he's given Aaron to plug in that lineup. It's been top to bottom remarkable.
Brett, we're going to need you to take a side on our Dave Roberts debate. So we're going to do that when we come back. Whether or not losing in the division series with a team like the Dodgers is worthy of losing your job over that. We've been talking about that this morning. Some people think he should go. Others think he should stay. We'll get Brett Boone's opinion coming up, our playoff analyst in studio. That is coming up next on Ben and Woods, right now on 97.3 The Fan. Let's get a check of traffic with Suda Vincent. There are now 8 managerial vacancies in Major League Baseball. Gabe Kapler fired by the Philadelphia Phillies this morning. And Woodsy, I read that tweet from Bob Nightingale a little while ago that said Joe Madden's first choice was the Angels, followed by the Dodgers. He sent another tweet that says Joe Madden's first choice remains the Angels, followed by the Padres. But money talks, and the Phillies are certainly the closest to being a championship team. I don't know. It sounds like Joe Madden is in the catbird seat when it comes to picking the job that he wants this offseason.
In the what?
Catbird seat.
I've actually heard that one, Paul.
Finally,
I'm going to give that. Yeah, I'm going to give that.
Someone understands one of my expressions.
I think that Joe Madden is probably better suited on the West Coast, but that's just from the narrative that's been fed to me for most of my life about Joe Madden. But it the opportunity to be in Philly, they've got some really good players.
You can win in Chicago. You can win in Philly.
Sure.
I have no doubt.
Yeah,
about
Midwest
that.
A little different than the East Coast, but. You know, what he did in Chicago has given him a lifetime pass.
So we've got Brett Boone in studio, our playoff analyst here on Ben and Woods. So the question is, 8 managerial vacancies, Brett. Is there going to be 9 here sometime in the next 24 hours or so? Will the Dodgers fire Dave Roberts after coming up short in the division series? Should the Dodgers fire Dave Roberts after 2 World Series appearances but no rings in 3 years as manager?
Man, this is a cold game, isn't it?
It is.
24 hours ago, nobody thought about firing Dave Roberts. I'm just hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah.
You guys are filling me in.
Yeah.
You know, that is such a internal decision.
Yeah.
Because we can sit here, we can watch the Dodgers, and we can be fans of the Dodgers and follow their every move, but we don't know the inner workings and what's really going on behind the scenes, the relationship, the players. That all comes into play, and I think the only people that can make that decision are the people that are in-house and seeing that on a daily basis. And, you know, they're getting, whether you like it or not, they're getting feedback from players. And so that's something we could speculate all we want. I think
would it shock you?
Has nothing to do with Dave Roberts.
Would it shock you if they did?
Of course not. I've seen people in sports, you're hired to get fired.
Yep.
You know, I've seen a lot of people and a lot of buddies and a lot of great men and a lot of great managers get fired, and they didn't necessarily deserve it. But at the end of the day, and I keep saying end of the day, sorry.
That's fine. We all do it. Ben has his.
Woods has like
you
list seven.
Yourself. I have like 7 of those. Shoehorn has been the one today.
Yeah, Shoehorn.
Shoehorn.
Shoehorn. And it's like, you're the manager. We can't fire, and it's a cliche, too. You can't fire the players.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of Cody Bellinger.
At some point, and Dodger management will they'll decide ultimately is, do we need a change?
Yep.
Do we need something that fundamentally changes the environment and we want to go in a different direction? The greatest of the great. You know, you're talking about Madden this morning and, oh, he's the, everybody wants him. Well, the Cubs didn't want him.
Yeah, exactly. For a reason. There's got to be a reason why the Cubs didn't want him.
And the Giants weren't exactly, you know, falling over the spells to keep Bruce Bochy from retiring this past season.
Right, and Boch is one of the most unbelievable guys, manager I played for. It's just sometimes your tenure, and I can put it to something I went through. You know, my time in Seattle was unbelievable. That was my favorite place. That was my city. Played for some great teams, great organization, unbelievable city. And in 2005, I'm sitting there. And I kind of just knew that my time here's over.
Yeah.
And it's time for me to move on, and they want me to move on. It's not because they hate me. It's we had some great times, but there's a time and a place for everything. And like a Madden, he's still a great manager, but it's time to move on from that particular job.
My point, though, is this decision does not get made in a vacuum. We talk about it on the radio. Fans talk about it as if it's an either-or. You fire him or you don't. But the big question for me is, okay, is there someone out there that you think is better? Because there's only a limited number of guys that are managerial candidates. And unless you're pretty sure that there is a guy out there that is going to be better than Dave Roberts and you can hire him, I don't think you can get rid of a guy who took your team to two World Series. And, yeah, he lost a close one yesterday, but certainly no one thinks that the Dodgers won't be World Series caliber next year. They will. You better be pretty confident that the next guy coming in is going to take you to that next step if you're going to get rid of Dave Roberts.
Well, I think, you know, and I'm going to back Dave Roberts on this. I'm going to say it once again. What happened last night is not Dave Roberts' fault by any means. It's up to them whether they want to create a new environment, a new feeling in that clubhouse, and that only the Dodgers powers that be can make that decision. But I kind of disagree with you. I think there's a lot of people that would love to be the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers that are very capable of doing it. But is that the right choice? I don't know. I want to take the side of Roberts and say, no, I think you should stay. I think he's doing a great job.
Woods? I mean, for the days, the months, the years where you're playing in the regular season, spring training, I mean, Dave Roberts is clearly doing a good job 99% of the time. But when it comes down to game five in the final decision for who's coming in from the bullpen, you change everything because you want someone else making that call. Because up until, yesterday in the eighth inning, no one had a problem with what Dave Roberts had done this season.
I think Dodger fans did the last 2 years after losing the World Series. I mean, you're right. Fans can be goofy. They can be weird. They can be knee-jerk. It's part of being a fan. I mean, and as a Yankee fan growing up, I've been a knee-jerk a time or two in my life. Maybe even about Brett's brother a time or two. It happens, right? I mean, that's what fans do. But
they make this game.
That's exactly right. Make the game. And I just, when you play, did you ever play for a manager that did things where you're like, oh God, he's going to that guy again out of the pen? Did you ever second guess your manager? Is it something you can remember going, man, this guy just does not know how to run a bullpen, or I can't believe he's putting this guy in the seven hole or whatever?
Well, I think, you know, when I was playing, no, I didn't pay that much attention. Once in a while, you'd raise your eyebrow like, what's he doing there?
Yeah, why are we doing this?
but I don't remember going home too many nights as a player going, man, that manager really screwed us.
He blew it.
No, today. It's usually our fault.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't think managing is rocket science. It's managing personalities.
It actually is rocket science these days. If you've seen all the numbers that they give them to use.
A lot of things is right there in a computer.
Yeah.
You know, you get the lefty up and you get the righty up. Here's the matchup we want. You've got a great staff that's done all the research.
Yep.
You've got all the data you want. And there is a, I think the great managers have that gut instinct. You got to have that gut that makes a decision at crunch time that is the right decision. You can't just rely on analytics, on data. I think they're important. I think it's great. I'd love to be a player right now. I love the technology
out there, and I would
be scooping it all in.
Absolutely.
But at certain points and certain stages of series or defining moments, a lot of times you got to go with your gut.
And that gut, I think, failed Dave Roberts last night. That gut of trying to give Clayton Kershaw a bigger postseason moment in the later innings of a game, which, again, the numbers bear out that he's not great. I mean, it's there. It's just there. You can see it. After the sixth inning, his ERA is in the 12s. And to give him more than one batter, which he got out, by the way, Adam Eaton, he got him out on three pitches. To give him more than that tells me Dave Roberts' gut was wrong last night. And when you look at the last three postseason that have ended in, let's call it what it is, failure. You didn't get the job done. It would be hard. I would totally understand if they canned him. Ben wouldn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.